on. We need to talk about this.
We do, yeah.
Are you with Goo?
Totally with Goo.
Give the kid a chance?
Yeah. I mean, what has he done so far in the preseason that actually matters? My answer would be not a thing.
He missed an extra point.
It's preseason.
That doesn't matter. You're a kicker.
It completely matters.
You're a kicker.
But it's the preseason.
But it's a completely different job.
And he's working his way through the preseason. And yeah, he missed an extra point, and then he kicked the ball out of bounds.
Right.
Those aren't good things. But
right.
You get into the regular season, and you do bad things.
He's already done that, too.
That was last year, yeah.
Right.
And he was given another opportunity to come in this regular season and make amends. And if he doesn't, then he's going to get what he's going to get. But my worry meter of Jake Moody is about a 0 out of 10.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean.
Really?
It's a preseason. Are we worried about Sky Moore dropping the ball in a preseason game?
Actually, yes, but Sky Moore doesn't matter that much to 49er outcomes. Jake Moody does, and I can't believe that you guys are acting like this is his first offense. His rookie year wasn't that good. It was okay.
It's pretty good.
I remember the first game-winning kick. It was in Cleveland. It missed. Brock Purdy hits Brandon Ayuk. There, oh gosh, it's a game-winning drive. 41-yarder. What are we doing here? Jake Moody can't be the kicker for this team.
Why not?
Because he's not good.
Well, we're going to find out. And if he's not good.
We've already found out.
He was kicking with a bad leg, and I don't excuse it, because when you play, that's what you get. When you play and you put that on tape and you have your stats, they count. And so, yeah, that's why we are in this predicament where fans are booing him at home games when he misses kicks. And if he goes out and he struggles in big moments, he's not going to get any more of a free life. He's down to his last chance.
Let me ask you something. Why did they, and 888-957-9570, I'd love to hear some Niner fans on this. To me, Jake Moody can't be the kicker. I know he's going to be, but I think that's completely because the 49ers would like to legitimize their draft selection of him a couple of years ago. And right now, they don't feel like they've got a screaming second option, although I think they kind of do. Corey Joseph was fantastic in camp and is an experienced kicker. Has he been picked up anywhere else? Greg Joseph, sorry. Has he been picked up anywhere else?
Nope.
All right, he's still sitting there. Let me ask you, why did they bring him in the first place?
To apply some pressure to Jake Moody and to have some sort of a competition. Now, clearly, they didn't think that the competition was so tight that they wanted to give the job to Joseph or keep him around. I know the roster situation in camp was to the point where they had to bring in a body to actually practice football, and so they had to get rid of the kicker, but he's around. Greg Joseph is around. And if Jake Moody struggles, and if he misses a big kick in week one or week two, that's going to be it. And at that point, they're going to have to admit that the draft pick that they made was not the right one.
I hear you. I don't know why you wait until games that matter to do this. I think he's told you everything he needs to tell you. You know what I mean? And this is why, especially if you're going to say, well, this is kind of about the preseason, then I'm going to go back to the Raider game and say, because what you're basically saying is this is process time, it's not result time. Because
There are no results.
Okay, then I'm going to call that 27-yard field goal that would have not been good from 28, I get to call it a miss because there's no results, and that was a crappy, awful kick. And Kyle Shanahan coming out over the weekend and saying that the game in Vegas, well, it was one of the greatest games I've ever seen a kicker have. Please, stop treating us like we're morons. You've got to be kidding me. He kicked a buzzer beater from very far away. Wonderful. But out of the five times he kicked the ball, three times it went sideways. I'm sorry, twice. That's not a great game. It's not. It's a great finish. But you completely hooked a 27-yarder. Luckily, it was from 27. And you missed a 53-yarder, which is a 53-yarder. It's long, but in a dome. I'm sorry, that's why they picked you. You're supposed to make that. My issue with the kicker position is that two-thirds of the teams in this league have somebody who kicks it straight every time. And the preseason is different for kickers. It's not like a linebacker who can learn and read defenses differently and get better. You have a job, and it is very black and white. Kick ball straight. Line up, kick ball straight. Line up, kick ball straight. And my man does not kick ball straight enough. There are tons of teams around this league have dudes that do. You got to get one of those guys.
Well, right now you are dealing with what you have, and it's Jake Moody. And as far as the kickoff out of bounds goes, in this new kickoff era with the new kickoff rules, you're going to see a lot more kickers trying to be aggressive. And he was trying to put one down into the corner in play, and yeah, it went out of bounds. So I would look for him to do that now in the preseason. You have a quarterback who maybe makes decisions that they wouldn't make in the regular season, and that's okay. But when kickers struggle in the preseason, now we all lose our Casey Schmidt over it.
I mean, did you see the look on the face of the special teams coach?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
they're not happy.
They did not feel like this. Oh, well, Jake's working on something and he missed. It's the preseason, all good. It was not all good. It was not.
But again, it's a preseason game, and if it was so not all good, then they would have just cut him. He'd be cut, and maybe come tomorrow he will get cut, and maybe they'll go to Greg Joseph tomorrow, and Jake Moody would be a last minute surprise cut. That could happen.
It doesn't sound like it. I'm not saying that they're going to act. I'm simply saying that they should. I've seen everything that we need to see. And it's only because it's the kicker. I understand that if this was a young player and we were at any other position and we're like, oh, there's been some good, there's been some flashes, it's a little raw, but, you know, he's learning, we're going to coach him up. This is a kicker. Snap, kick, straight. That's it. That's all you're doing here. And I don't even necessarily really buy the whole idea of, like, well, these are his first, you know, games at this level. It's like, sure, the NFL is a bigger deal than college, but dog kicked at Michigan in the national title game.
Yeah, different. Like, it's completely different. It's different. The uprights are different width, and the football is different,
understood,
and all the rest of
it. But it is also, the stage.
It's kicking, yes.
It's a big stage.
Sure.
He has kicked on a big stage, and he was great. And he's gotten to this stage and has openly admitted that he needs therapy every week because he's struggling with his confidence.
It's a struggle, yeah. So I don't think that I'm personally not at the point, I know Shanahan's not either, where you're ready to just cast him out and go in a different direction. They do see the unbelievable leg talent, and that's undeniable, the talent that he has in his leg. He can kick the ball from tremendous distances, and so you're hoping that the accuracy will improve, and you still have the big leg, and you know, you used a third-round pick on him. That's not nothing, so you're going to give him additional chances, although I do think now he is out of those additional chances.
Maybe, but
he's all chanced out.
Yeah, to me, like, we sort of arrived in this game feeling that way, and he hooked the first extra point. Like, not even close, way left. So that's it. And then you then you make one after the crowd is booing you and they give you a Bronx cheer for making an extra point. Then you head to the other end of the field and kick the ball out of bounds and your special teams
less
coach
than ideal.
Goes nuts. Like, what? Why? What is it that we're doing? Like, I have the hardest time believing that right now the 49ers believe this is the best they can do. I believe that they think there's a financial fallout for switching, and I believe that they feel that there's embarrassment in switching because they did make him the highest picked kicker in years and years and years when they picked him in the third round 2 years ago. So it is an admission of being completely wrong, and that's why Jake Moody's still on the team, not because they believe he gives them the best chance to kick the ball between the uprights. He clearly doesn't.
I think that they see the leg talent, and they see that he's a guy that can be better than he was last year, and if that's the case, and yeah, the third round pick is not nothing, as I said, but I don't think that he's been so bad in the preseason that you absolutely can't go forward with him. I don't think that.
I tell you what they're thinking. I think it's about money and draft status. I don't think it's because they think he's their best option right now. But what do you all think? We'll take some calls on this. 888-957-9570. Yeah, Grandy, what do you got?
You guys were talking during the crossover, Juwan Jennings and his hold-in/calf injury. You mentioned Terry McLaurin, who got a new deal. The biggest hold-in in the NFL has also ended. Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have reached an agreement on a $14 million raise for this year, meaning he'll make $30 million this season. He will still become an unrestricted free agent after the year.
That's huge. Trey Hendrickson. And that one had been pretty quiet. You still got Micah Parsons. You still got Juwan Jennings. We'll talk all about out.